Good afternoon. It's Joe Nathan, everybody. Sorry for the hiatus and the vacation. School started back, I got busy. You know, I just walked into the gym and I figured, you know what? I'm gonna bust out a segment because I seen a couple of women with their significant others in here and the look in their face was just, you know, off to me. And I wanna hop right into it. My topic is about you letting the way you feel about yourself affect how you carry on with your significant other, husband, whoever the case may be. And when I say carry on, I mean you let it affect you in a negative way. Now, I'm going to jump out there and say, you know, I've witnessed a couple of times where you might be involved with a person and they like to work out a lot. And sometimes women, it took women a while to adapt to guys working out all the time and they feeling like they don't have the time to work out and they feeling like, you know, you work out too much and you take it too serious or whatever. And sometimes that may be the cause of for them acting away. But I just said the proof is in the pudding, you know what I'm saying? So if even though he works out all the time and even though he's always in the gym, if he still treats you like you look okay to him, then you should move forward and not let what he's doing outside of you guys' relationship affect you. So with that being said, you know, oftentimes women don't want to work out, but they let the way that their body looks and or feels to them affect their intimacy with their significant other. You know how women get in a certain situation like, oh, no, I don't want to take my shirt off or let's cut the lights off. Like, you for real? If I want to see that ass jiggle, you going to deny me that? You know what I'm saying? If I don't want to have to reach up under a shirt to grab your breast or something like that, you going to deny me that because the way you feel? Now, a guy can understand but so much. You know, a guy might say, okay, I understand. The first time, the second time, and then he might start initiating, you know, conversations about, hey, let's go to the gym, let's go work out together, let me put you through a workout. And then sometimes women, forgetting that they do this during the intimate times, be like, oh, now you got a problem with the way I'm looking? No, I don't got a problem with it. But you let it affect us. Another example. He can't, you know, if you got rolls or whatever, he can't grab you in the back and rub on you because you're like, oh, no, don't touch me there. Or come up with some shit like, oh, no, I'm ticklish. That's not, you know. No, I feel the rolls. If I'm still here, I must like the way it feels. But rather you take it as that. You take it as, oh, no, don't touch my rolls. Well, what the fuck I'm supposed to touch then? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I like you. I'm still smashing you. You still get me aroused. I still get off. When all that stop happening, then it's too late. But it's, you know what I'm saying? So now, if that's still happening, but you feel a certain way and it's affecting us, you gotta fix yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep denying this guy privileges, which he's entitled to, just like you're entitled to touch him wherever he wants. You know what I'm saying? You would normally touch your intimate, your significant other. Like, oh no, I don't like because I only got one nut. You can't suck my balls. You know what I'm saying? That'd be crazy if you knew he had one nut from the get-go. Shit, she know I only got one nut. If I tell you I only got one fucking nut and you still want to suck my ball, then have at it. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not going to be insecure about something that you already know about and you continue to move forward with. That just baffles me. Because I'll be damned. You got one too many times to tell me, oh, don't touch you here. No, no, I don't want to do it like that. I don't like the way I look. No, 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 no. Okay, you know what? When I stop completely, your fault. But I just want people's take on that. You know what I'm saying? That's my take on it. That's how I feel about it. Like, do you feel like if you don't try to fix yourself, or if you can't fix yourself and your partner moves forward with it, just because you don't like it, you can still continue to show those insecurities during intimate times? Like, I think it's unfair, but you let me know. I'm just here to talk my shit, so let me talk my ish. Thank y'all for listening.